I'm ready to go.
Let's see the Gemara from the two dots on Gimel and Aleph. Hopefully with this Gemara, we can answer all our questions which I had on Rashi interpreting the previous sugya and get a clarity on that. So on the Gemara, Gimel and Aleph, the two dots, we're going to see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, told her the shame, mighty. What is a told her the shame? That's comparison to shame in the Torah. It's not exactly the same, but it's comparable. So we say, we've got a case. Nistachacha bekosu lahanosu. He rubs, the animal rubs himself on the wall in order to scratch himself to get hana, and the wall breaks. So he's damaged, but he damaged in a form of getting hana. That's an example of being comparable to the shame, where you're damaging, you're eating the food or something else, but you're getting hana. That's a tolda. Another case of a tolda. Tidfat perish lanasa. That the animal dirtied the fruit. And he did it. Why did he do it? Because he wanted some sort of hana. We'll see Rashi in a moment what hana he got out of it. He got hana by dirtying the fruit. Again, that's a tolda of shame. Those are two cases of tolda. So, are they going to be, have the halachas or the other shame? Are they a very good comparison or not such a good comparison? So we say, come on, maish not shame. Diyesh hana la zeker. What's the difference between the av malacha of shame? You definitely get hana through damaging, because you're consuming the food and you're getting hana out of it. Umamonsa, and you're the owner of that animal who gets the hana. Ushmirasa lehana, and you have an obligation to look after it. And that's why you pay, of bite, but you pay in the catching of shame. So honey lovey, these two examples of tolders are not just they're not bad comparison. They're very good comparison. Yesh hana lo zika. They also have hana in damaging. Mocha, it belongs to you, this animal. Bishmiz alefa, and you've got obligation to look after it. And therefore, of course, a tolder the shame can shame. These two tolders are comparisons, are very good comparisons. Like the shame itself. Like the shame itself. So therefore, that's not what Rav Papa has wanted to. It's not the case of a popper where he wanted to fight the case where it's not good comparison. So in fact, so therefore, we have to continue our search. We're looking for one of the tolders, which are not going to be like the us. These tolders of shame are definitely like the us. They have the same aloch and don't have to pay because they're very good comparison. So the Gemara carries on. Kikomer a popper, a tolder the negle. Maybe Rav Papa meant there's a tolda out there that's not like the av, and that's the tolda of regel. So he says to Gemara, so what are these tolda the regels? Tolda the regels, mahi. Exactly, what are the tolda the regels which you want to suggest are not good comparisons? Oh, so he says, one, we got a few. Hezeka begufa derech ilucha besara. One example of a regel is you damage, the animal damages, not with its feet, that's the classic av malacha of regel, as it walks along the streets, not knowing what's underneath, just b'shogeg damages things, that's the av malacha of regel. What's the tolda? He walks along the streets, and he doesn't damage his feet, he damages with his body, rubbing against something, without kavana. But that's a tolda, because it's similar to out kavana. He's doing it with his body rather than the streets. Or besara derech halucha, or he damages with the hair. The animal's hair damages, catches something, damages it as it walks. Or b'shif shaleh, or with its heart, it actually damages with the, he's wearing a harness. an animal and it walks along, and the harness damages while the animal's walking, or with the bit, which is in the animal's mouth, it catches on something and it damages. Or with the bell, which is round his neck. Yeah, all these are examples of the animal walking along, not really machaven bechlal to damage, but something damages while he's at and walk high streets. It's the classic one. But the tolders are all other different parts of the animal or connected to the animal that damages. So is this the case where Rabbah is saying, well, these are not good comparisons and the halacha of these tolders will not have the same as the ab? So the Gemara says, no, my small, why should be any different? Regal, which is a common thing for the animal to be involved in, umoncha, and it damages, and it's your money, and it's something you own, you have to look after it. That's the classic case of regal in the Torah. Halinami, all these examples have told us, you have exactly the same criteria. Hezekiah Motzil, very common activity the animal's involved in. It belongs to you, of course. You have to look after it, of course. And then I told to the regal, this is also. These totals of regal, comparison to the regal, have exactly this good comparison, and they've got the same halakha as regal. That's not the case. Okay. So that's the Gemara we're going to see, at least up to today. We'll see if we can get a bit further. We'll see. We'll stop over that in a moment. Now, let's go to Rashi. In Rashi, if you look at Rashi, in line, nearly in line with Tosis, Lo Yud, Kisiv, Lo Tes, Kisiv, nearly in line with that, just slightly below it. Nisachot Lepakosu, Lahanosa. So Rashi is coming to explain what exactly are the cases of the Tolder of the Shein. He's damaging through and he's getting Hanah at the same time. So what case? He rubs his body, he rubs himself, he scratches himself on the wall for benefits. And what happened? If he lost, the wall collapsed. The wall collapsed. Okay, what's the second case? Tifa Peres Lahanosim. He made dirty the fruit of somebody, but he did it. Why? Because he had some Hanah. Now, what's the case of dirtying the fruit where he got Hanah? So the Rashi says, Tinesgal Galon Alehem Kedah Susim Vachanorim. He rolled, the animal rolled on the Peres. He rolled on the produce. Obviously, he had something on his back that's disturbing him. And he's rolling on the ground, either to clean himself or to get away with that disturbance. Kedef, we see often with horses and donkeys, they roll themselves down on the ground. And that's also compared to shame. Sheesh Hanor Lehzika. He's getting Hanor out of damaging, not thumb damaging, which is what Karen is. He's getting Hanor out of damaging because Hanor is getting his, he needs to roll himself on this fruit in order to get whatever is off his back. And so he rolls on the fruit. That's Rashi's explanation of how these papers got dirty. Now look at Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan is on the left hand side of the in my print. And if you go to the bottom, near the bottom of the page, told it to shame. Anyway, everyone's got that? Told it to shame, where the Rebbeinu Tanakh, Dibur Maskel, told it to shame. My print, I don't know if it will help, is about three lines up, told it to shame. Everyone's got it? Yeah. It's the last line by you? Third last line, yeah. Everyone's got told in the shame? Yeah, okay. So told in the shame. Says Rabbeinu Chanan. Kol sheyesh the b'neima hanah be'ezeka. Wherever the animal gets hanah in damaging, could go in the sakhul b'kosul lahanasi. He knocks down the wall because he has a scratch on his back. The timber perish on Austin and dirties the fruits. Now, Pirish comes along the Rabbeinu Chanan and says, what's the case of dirtying the fruit for Hanah? Pirish, Ilulai Shah
life she also says sacher hoisa mistares. It needed to go to the bathroom. And if it would go to the bathroom bidiyuk at this moment in time, it would be a lot of sand. So by relieving itself at this moment in time or over the fruit, he now gets relieved from his sah and he gets hana from relieving himself. By relieving himself, he gets hana. Therefore, he's chayiv because of shame, because he's getting hana. When he's damaging, he's getting hana through damaging. He's getting hana through damaging because he's relieving himself. That's hana on the fruit. Now, what's your question? This is fundamentally different from Rashi's Peshat. But we don't want it because this is going to be a Kiddush. Rashi means this. Maybe not. Let's figure out. The Kiddush over here is Rabbi Elchanan more than Rashi. Explain why. Rashi is saying, look, he's not damaging on the Kavanah. He definitely wants the damage, but it's not because he purely just wants to cause damage. He wants to damage because he got some benefit out of it. He's getting hung on out of damaging because he has a scratchy back. That's the classic case on the wall. Yeah, the wall is the perfect thing to take away his scratch. So he needs to, the Kavanah, scratch and knock the wall in order to get the hana. So he needs to get the hana, he needs to break the wall. But he's breaking the wall to get hana. So it comes to the fruit. That's the case of the wall. But he comes to the fruits, Rashi says, it's the same thing. He's got some dirt on his back, and he needs to get it off. Well, he's got bugs on his back, and he needs to get it off. The perfect thing, he sees the fruit in front of him and says, yeah, that's a good scratch. That's a good back scratch of these fruits. I'm the husband to scratch my back on that fruit and make sure that it gets off. Okay, it's going to break the fruits or ruin the fruits or dirty the fruit, I don't care. But I'm not doing it because I want a dirty fruit. I'm doing it to use it as a back scratch. Yeah, I'm the husband to break it, not for reasons of hana. That's how Rashi seems to be doing. Comes to Rabbeinu Chananya. And Amat says, now I've got a question. What does Rabbeinu Chananya say? He's walking along, then suddenly he feels an urge to go to the bathroom. Bang. And it builds up, this urge. He said, oh, hold on, this is too much. He suddenly reveals himself. And now he has he doesn't feel his stomach anymore. Now, he relieved himself, and it happened to be the fruit were underneath, and it got dirty. Therefore, what's this really? Amat is asking a question here. Says he didn't need that. It was intrinsic to get the hana. He didn't need to get the hana by relieving himself over the fruit. Yeah, it just happened to be the fruit was over there, and he relieved himself on it. So what's that got really to do with the shame? The shame you've understood up to now is that he needs to damage to get the hana. But he's here, he's relieving himself, doesn't need to relieve himself on the fruit to get the hana from relieving. He can relieve himself next to the fruit and get the hana from relieving. So therefore, what the fruit just has to be, happen to be there. So why is that called damaging fruit on purpose to get the hana? I would say it's damaging, more likely to be the case of regal. He's walking along, it happens to damage something as he's doing a normal activity. Without any kavanah, he's doing no kavanah to damage. He's doing a normal activity, happens to damage. That's what regal is. So I would say the example which Ben Chalam gave fits more with regal. He's walking around, he's going to the bathroom. Ah, happens to go to the bathroom for fruit. It damages, but it had no intention. Shame has to be intended to damage because it needed to damage and will get done off. That's not the case of revealing. That Rashi would fit nicely. So, what's Pshat and Rabbeinu Chanan? Don't mark locus, Rashi Rabbeinu Chanan. But Rabbeinu Chanan doesn't seem to fit with the criteria of Shane. It really fits his case more with Regal. Okay. Okay, but that, it doesn't know he has to be a IQ level that he knows he's going to break it, but he knows he's involved in being involved in the wall. He's going on the wall, he knows he's a doctor touching that wall, because I need to touch the wall to get my scratch off. So that's called already, not Agav, that's already Kavona. Dafka was involved in connecting with the wall, that's called Kavona. Unlike some walking and some didn't even realize it was him. Yeah? I realize it's here, I want to be involved. Low IQ, they would break it, it does break it. That's called Kavona, apparently. Yeah. Yes, Samatsu.
This is it. This is the place.
So
it could be that there was some.
It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the Hanah was he's a great star, he relieves himself. It's not like the Hanah is he did it on a colorful fruit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, right
okay, if it's intrinsic for the makeup of shame, this is that shame definition is, I'm the chaven to damage because I want hana, then it won't have that criteria. We have to redefine shame to fit it in the words of Mr. Wellens. Yes, Mr. Goffer, what would you like to say? Yeah, but we don't know, but that's the thing. They have to define what shame is in Rebbe Chanan and shame according to us. We have to define. Okay, so let's move forward in our search to what the shame means. Obviously, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Rebbe Chanan, what is the makeup of shame? So if you turn to the papers I delivered out, and I'll put it on the screen. Yeah, I'll turn. I don't need it. I'm going to share the screen. Hold on. So, there's the Rashba. Well, we saw part of it. Let's see the Rashba of based on the base. Rashba says it's following thing. Also seems to be interesting, Machlokas here, Rishonim, we're going to show you. Seems maybe connected to the Machlokas Rishonim between Rabbi Rashi and Rabbi Chanan. Another case. The Rashba says like this. Nishricha told the Shemhi. The Gemara eventually thought that biting should be like shame because you're using your teeth. Okay. Barak and the Gemara answered, Adimineicha Tiyesh Hanala Zika. Yeah, shame is only when you get Hana. He's biting for death. Biting that care. Without any Hana, some to cause damage for no reason, that's care. Ain't Hana Zika. That's the Gemara Loshen we saw based on the daf. On base. Nearly, so the Rashba makes it did. But to call him a honey mini hazel, but he says the word, that is when. Jesh Hanalazi, that biting is called shame. Biting is called shame when biting gets hung up. Okay. Ha'enalazika. And this case is biting without hung up. Okay. And Shihun Gufa, you're telling me there's two cases of biting. There's a biting which will be shame, and there's a biting which is not shame. Motivation is because of total shame. He agrees that there is a case of biting which would be shame when the biting with Hanah. Behekli Tomei, what is that? Kagon. Behema. Shanosla Bekika. Animal came along and took a bite out of a piece of loaf of bread. A loaf of bread. An animal came along and took a bite. Lahanosla, because he wanted to eat it. Kadeloch. Flow his speaker. Shorted, frightened, the animal, and he didn't manage the ochlo. He didn't manage to eat it. He bit to eat, but he didn't eat. Disturbed, dropped the the loaf of bread, he dropped it, the bread is now in two pieces, the bit which was the original, the big piece, and the bit which he bit at him, he never actually got to consume it. I should not look here. Ooh, lach lacha, now it's a bit maybe dirty. Shinishigazu, this biting is called hanah v'hazikah. This biting is called a biting for hanah. Yeah, you're doing a damaging for hanah and therefore shame. And therefore, that's a case of shame, according to the Rashba. So Rashba's example was, he can have a case of shame when he bites the food and doesn't even consume it. He wanted to consume it. He wanted to get hanah, but he didn't actually get the hanah because he was disturbed. That's also shame. That's the Rashba. Now, if you go further down to the next piece, it's the Talmud HaRosh on the Rosh. Rashba Rosh, just as history over the Agav, I tell you, Talmud HaRosh, Rashba Rosh lives in the same place, Seville, in Spain. Rosh was really in Germany because of what they did to his Rebbe, Maram Rotenberg, and locked him up until he died. They wanted in order to ransom him. They also wanted to do to the Rosh. He escaped and went to Spain, went to Seville. As he came to Seville, the Rashba, who was the Rashba Hag of Seville at the time in Spain, older than the Rosh, heard the Rosh was coming. Not everyone knew the Rosh, even the Spain knew the Rosh. He came out to meet the Rosh, Machabit him, and the Rosh settled with the Rashba in Seville together. When the Rashba was Nifta, Rashba is a Sfati, when he was Nifta, the town appointed the Rosh Ashkenazi to be the leader of Seville. So we have a Sfati Kehila in charge, the one who's the head of the Sfati Kehila is a Rosh, the god of the Ashkenazi. Yeah? So, and that's why Agav, I'll tell you, I'm just telling you all this out of history, it's interesting, is Agav, why the Mordechai, who was from France, who's Ashkenaz through and through, was very upset why on the Rosh, why a lot of the times the Rosh Paskins, when he gave his Pesach Halacha, he was leaning towards Sfardi opinions. And Mordechai says, we're Ashkenaz, you shouldn't get influence. Okay, so that's the history behind it. So Talmid Rashba Rashba means the Talmidim who lived in Seville of the Rashba. First they were the Talmid and Rashba, and then they came the Talmid of the Rashba. That's all history. So it says the Talmid Rashba Rashba, Ein ze lochuba. They quote the Rashba and says, you buy a piece of loaf, but you didn't actually set this shame. Ein ze lochuba. No, that doesn't seem correct. But I told you the Ken. Any biting is for sure Karen. I feel Nosa Kirkel Adosa. Even if you bit a loaf in order to eat, the consular author, if you didn't actually eat, ain't not say you didn't actually get the Hano. Shahivanato? The beer but it's not the efficacy. The Torah says you need to consume. Because of the nanus, you didn't consume, you didn't get hung on. Ein bachlal beer is all kinds of consuming, and therefore it's not called shame. So here we have, and now, a machlokas doing the Rashba and the Talmud, the Rashba and the Rosh. Whether you intend to get hung on, but you didn't get hung on, is that going to be shame? If the animal wants damage to get hung on, but he didn't actually get the hung on at the end of the day, is that going to be shame? At the second machlokas we saw tonight. Rashi Rebbeinu Chananel by relieving himself, and now we have Rashba and Talmud and Rashba by buying a piece of bread but not actually consuming it. Third Machlokas, which you already know, is by the Nochash. A Nochash bites. Why does he bite? Because that's what he does as a living. That's what he's brought up to be, a biter. Says the Rashba on the same onwards over there, that a owner of an office that bites is shame. Why? Because even though he's not consuming, but he's getting hanah by biting. Yeah, because that's what he does. He likes biting. So therefore, that's great. That's shame. Okay. This is the same Rashba who says, even if you don't consume, but you're doing it because you want to consume, that's a shame. It's also a snake. He wants to bite. That's also consume. The Rashi we already saw, and Rambam, those who were with me with the Monday, with the morning shift, but it saw, is the Rashi Rambam holds that the snake that bites is not shame, it's kereg. Because he didn't consume anything, didn't get any anahat and consumption over there. So now we've got three machlokas. In when is it shame? So the chayla, let us give two possible definitions of shame, and you decide to tell me which one fits with which. The chayla say that there's two ways maybe to look at when is it called shame. What is the makeup of shame? One way to look at it is the animal intends the damage. Just like Karen, he intends the damage. Not Agavsonik, he intends the damage. But he's not as bad as Karen. Because Karen, he's had stomach intends the damage. Shane, he wants the damage because he feels he's got something driving him to damage. Of course, there's a hunger pushing him to damage. So it's not pure first degree murder for no reason. Yeah? It's because I've got benefit to damage. I've got something to gain, not something not to gain. So that's what shame arrests. That's not no longer caring. Whenever you're doing the damage on purpose, but you're doing it because you've got some sort of not doing it, reasoning behind it. Reasoning is why I'm doing it because I've got somehow not to gain. So that's already called shame. That's one definition of what makes shame. Another definition of shame, completely different way to look at it, is caring is where you want to damage. The animal wants the damage. Shame, the animal doesn't want the damage at all. What does he want to do? He just wants to eat. He wants to consume. He wants to get hung on. He's not involved in damaging at all. The proof is as if he would be eating my food. No one would suggest what he's doing is damaging. The food in my house, if he eats, everyone would say, yeah, he's involved, the animal is involved in an activity called consuming, not damaging. It happens to be he's in somebody else's house, but the animal is still doing just an activity of consuming. The animal doesn't realize he's just consuming. He's not doing an activity of damaging. Then it's called shame. When he's doing an activity which is considered really the etzem, not damaging, and it's only been called damaging because he's doing it from the wrong person. It happened to be he's causing loss of money because it wasn't the owner's food, okay? But the activity he's involved in is not an activity of damaging. It only gets a name of damaging because it happens to be somebody else's food. But if the activity is definitely damaging activity, with we look at it and see what happens. This is called damaging, it's not called consuming, because this is, you didn't consume anything, then for sure that that's called care. So now, according to those two definitions, what would you say when, let's go with the Rashba's case, what would you say when the animal bites a piece of bread? Why is he biting this piece of bread? What's his plan? To eat. Yeah. He intends to damage the bread, but why is he intending to damage the bread? Because he wants to eat, yeah. Okay, fine. But he eats, it drops. So, now we look at the whole picture and see, did he actually consume or did he actually damage at the end of the day? If we go with the definition, shame is only when you are doing an activity of consumption, and not an activity of damaging. So now we ask you a question. You buy a piece of bread, you didn't actually eat, it dropped. Is that now, at the end of the day, an activity of consumption or activity of damaging? It's activity of damaging. That's the Talmud Rashba, the Rosh saying, it's Karen. You didn't actually eat. But if you tell me Shane is called that, I guess I'm definitely damaging, but it still could be Shane, because I'm not doing it on full-blooded, no reason, it's just because I want to get a hanah, So what would you say by the bread, which is bitter and falls out of his mouth? Did he have no reason to do it, or did he have a reason to do it? Was he driven by some reasoning behind it, or not? He was. So therefore, what would be the din? Shem, that's the Rashba. So this machlokus between the Rashba and Talmud Rashba is a machlokus in definition of Shem. Shem has to be not damaged, just consumption, then this is damage. But if Shem can be, is that I'm damaging, but not for good reasons, then that could not be Shem. So this is also Shem. So now, you come to the case of the nochosh, the snake, and the snake bites. Why? Because that's what he does from the beginning of birth. Bites, bites, bites. Yeah? Is that defined as an activity? Look, look at this. Is he damaging or is he doing consumption over here? He's doing an activity of hana, or is he doing what? Look at this. Is he doing activity of damaging? What's he doing? It's definitely activity. That's bite, bite, bite is not, not going to assume that. Yeah? Bite is to damage, and everyone looks at it, he's damaging. Yeah, he's got reasons to it, but he's definitely doing an activity of damaging. If he's got, he's definitely doing activity of damaging, but he's got reasons, then again, we have a machlokus. If you say you have to have activity of consumption, not activity of damage to be shown, this is activity of damaging, therefore it's definitely considered keren and not, because it's activity of damaging. Could only be shown if it's activity of not damaging. This is definitely activity of damaging. But if you say that I'm doing damaging, but even when I'm doing damaging, I've got reasons to damage, it's good enough to be shown, then the snake, that part of his teva, what's making him doing, is he doing it for no reason, or that's his job in life? What's the job of a snake? To bite. He eats, drinks, and bites. So therefore, he's not doing it for no reason. This is part of what he's created to do. This is his makeup. So therefore, again, the Rashba holds that you don't need consumption. It can be activity of damaging. As long as you've got not pure 100% ulterior motive, you've got a reason behind it, then it's already shame. The snake is also shame. Shame is shame, says the Rashba. But Rashi and Rambam, who say snake is biting, is the keren, is because it's not consumption. This is definitely an activity involved in damaging. So we cover those two cases. Now come back to our case. Our case. Dirtying the pigs. The case of Rebbe Chanan saying. He's walking along this animal. He's in Sa'ar. Because he's holding it in. He revealed, he leaves himself, and that is Hana. Happens to be, he releases himself knowing full well that there's parents over here. Right? On the parents, he relieves himself on the parents. Now, is that going to be Shane, or according to both ways of defining Shane? Or is that going to be Karen according to both ways of defining Shane? So let's start with the first way. We say Shane can only be if we define what we're looking at as an activity of not damaging. So you look at this animal and he's urinating over the parents. Is that activity of Hana, getting Hana, or activity of damaging? What do you look at this? What do you say? Not kavana. We want to look. All cases are kavana for Hana. We're looking about what actually we see. We see what he's doing is damaging the fruit, or he's trying to get Hana from the fruit. That's the question. When he's relieving himself on the fruit, is he damaging the fruit, or is he trying to get Hana from the fruit? He's what? He's not getting enough from the fruits. He's definitely damaging the fruits. So therefore, it definitely should not be shame. Yes, relieves himself from the fruits. He's relieving himself from the fruits. It's the animal looking at the fruit and saying, I'm going to get enough from the fruit by relieving on it. Is that what he's doing? Or is it or not? Is the fruit necessary for his relieving? No. No cold socks. So therefore, when he's putting the urine on the fruit, he's not doing it in order to get hanah from the fruit. He's then being involved in the fruit and hanah at the same time. You have to step involved to damage the fruit. So if you say you need to define that what he's doing to the fruit as consuming and not damaging, this is defined as damaging, it can't be shame. So the Rebbeinu Chananu, who says it's shame, can't go with that mahalan. Now what's the other mahalan? Our mahalan was that he can, the chavona damage and still be shame, as long as he's got a driving force to damage. As long as it was made him damage. Yeah. Does that, what, that now, he's walking along and suddenly he gets a great pain and he needs to reveal himself and he reveals himself up and he spills the fruit there and he reveals himself on the fruit. Yes. Why? He's definitely damaging. We define that as damaging. Is he damaging in order to damage? Or is it damaging because the situation in which he was in life at the moment says now's the time to damage? I've got a reason to damage at this moment in time. What's the case? When he's really being himself. His reason to damage. He doesn't see fruit and say, hello, Mr. Fruit, I need to destroy you. That's Herod. What's Shane avoiding his opinion? Shane is, look, I need to reveal myself. I can't be bothered to move. I'm going to reveal and relieve myself on the fruit. And I'm damaging fruit. Not because I want to damage fruit, but I want to relieve myself. And I don't care if it's there. That is called damaging, but not with the 100% intensity of damaging with kavanah, just to damage the fruit. It's akav. Akav, he's damaging the fruit because he wants to reveal himself. Relieve himself. So therefore, that's what Rebbeinu Chananu will have to learn to say is shame. It's irrelevant if it's there. So that's more reason why that's more reason why it's shame because and it's not kavana lahazik to make to damage to the fruit. Yeah. So therefore, he's definitely damaging the fruit. No one can deny that. He's definitely putting urine on the fruit, which is damaging on it. He's definitely damaging the fruit. We want to know what category of damaging we're going to say. It's not pure intention to damage. It's because he needs to urinate, and that's why he happens to be damaging. So that means that the damaging element was agav. As soon as it's agav, then it comes to shame according to this criteria. Not, you say it, they say it, but to learn it, Hashem has to learn with that side of the equation. The other side of the equation of consumption, this can never be consumption. He never wants to get halal from the parents. That's definitely not. Then that will never be shame. If he wants to say shame, it has to be on that side of the equation. Animal. Not wild. No, your question is wrong. Yeah, the question is wrong. It's the animal. We want to know. The animal's involved in activity, how the world perceives what the animal did. The world perceives the animal did is not an act of consumption. The world conceives that actually it's definitely an act of destruction. Because there's no need for him to get the hana through this process, so therefore he's definitely an act of destruction. But at the end of the day, we know it's an act of destruction, which was an agav intent of the animal, which makes it a shame according to this. Okay? Okay. So now we have three machlokasim, and all three machlokasim are explained according to this question. Let's get back to Rashi at the top of the page. And hopefully it will explain one. Now, what? Out of all these three cases, which we had one case called the Nachash, where Rashi said, Nachash is Karen. So which side of the equation does Rashi hold? In order to be shame, it needs to be... You're not doing an act of destruction, you're doing an act of consumption of Hamar, you're actively involved in getting Hamar, according to Rashi. Let's go to the top of the page. So if so, Rashi says like this. In the halachas of shame, There is a reason, a half a minute, without sukkah, there's a half a minute in the halakhas of shame to say, unless it's totally destroyed, if it's only partially destroyed, then you're not chayav. Only if it's only partially destroyed through the consumption of the animal, then there's a half a minute and you're not chayav. According to Rashi. There's no avamina that there's any difference whether the owner sent it or didn't send that. Let us explain why in the eyes of Rashi. If you learn the definition of shame, is he's not doing, as far as we're concerned, he's not doing the act of destruction, he's doing the act of consumption. Yes, okay. So if he's doing an act of consumption, so that means he's getting hanah. He's getting hanah from the animal. Who's getting hanah? The animal's getting hanah. Who else is getting hanah? Who else is getting hanah from the fact that animal has a meal? The owner is also getting hanah. So therefore, if you're telling me that shame is high for the animal, for the owner to pay, then it should no logic to make a difference whether the animal is set by the owner or not. Because if the reason why the person has to pay is because of the hanah element, then the hanah element is there whether the animal was sent or not sent. If that's the reason why the owner pays is because the animal got hanah, so what's the difference if he was sent by the owner or not? The end of the day, even if he wasn't sent by the owner, the end of the day, the owner got Allah, he has to pay. So there's no logic, says Rashi, to make a difference in Hilchos Shein, whether the animal was sent or not sent. But there is a logic to say that maybe Shein is not chayiv unless it's totally consumed, unless you have a possum. Why? Because if it's not totally consumed, it's only partially consumed, maybe you won't be chayav mishum shame. Why? According to that, you give me an answer. What would be the logic behind that? Since you learn that shame is only when he's not doing the act of damage, he's doing the act of consumption, the act of taking along, then there's room to say, maybe it's only chayav for the owner to pay when it's an act of consumption which totally destroys the item which is consuming, and not if he partially consumes. Why? Why is there such a halakha? He's still getting halakha? So what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between partial and total consumption? He's still getting halakha? Is halakha? So let me start. Time's running out, so let me speak. So, let me start like this. When somebody gets hanah from somebody, Ruben gets hanah from Shimon, how much does he pay? The value of the hanah? Or the damage which was caused through the hanah? What does he normally have to pay? Somebody gives me hanah. Gives me food to eat, and then he says, here's the bill. He actually, with his dust, Shimon gives food to Reuven. How much does Reuven have to pay? The value which was to Reuven, the value of the hanah, or what it was to actually Shimon cost him? What is it? Shimon, with the dust, gives food to Reuven, and then he comes to Shimon and says, you need to pay. How much does Reuven have to pay? What the value was, the $100 stake, which is what Shimon bought it, or that, you know, Reuven says, look, for me, this is worth $60. How much does he have to give? Reuven will turn around to Shimon and says, you gave me something, fine. I took something of yours, and you gave it to me. What did you give me? You gave me $60 worth of hanah. So I'm only going to pay $60, even though it's only worth $200. But what you gave me was $60. So I only have to pay $60. So the question is that when the animal eats, and the chiyuv you're saying is not damages, the chiyuv is hanah. So if the chiyuv is hanah, so you should, the owner should simply say, okay, I would have given him a $5 worth of food for lunch. He doesn't eat lunch because he ate by you. So the hamna I got was 11. It was $5. So even though what he damages was 10, I'm only going to pay you 5. But that's not the halacha. The halacha he has to pay 10 because we look at it as damages. Why do we look at it as damages? If the chiyuv v'shein is hana of consumption, why are you paying the value of damages? You should pay the value of hana, which is consumption, which is $5 for the owner. Why are you paying damages? He said, look, it wasn't me. It was my animal. But you, I got hana out of it. I got hana out of it. So take the value of hana. Hana is, I don't have to pay him lunch, it's $5. $8. Damage 10, but far as I'm concerned, I received $5. So why am I paying 10? So why am I paying 10? So the answer is that that's the chiddush of shame. That the theory you should only pay 5. Comes on the Torah and says, if your animal consumes the item in the, your friend's field, then you're going to have, we look at it as a matzik, even though it's a halal, we look at it as a matzik and you pay 10. That's the chiddush of shame of the Torah. And it's a matzik and it's not just halal. We look as the act like you yourself did it without his consent. Even though I did it. My animal, it looks like you did it and we look at it as a matzik. That's the chiddush of shame. So maybe we only look at it as a matzik when he does a real nasty job of totally destroying the item. But if he doesn't totally destroy the item, maybe we would say he's considered mazik. When we go back to our original status, which is called hana, and he only paid for hana. So therefore, without extra psukim, I would say shame, which is a chiddush to call it mazik instead of hana, that chiddush is limited to when it's a total destruction. But if it's only a partial destruction, I would not limit it. I wouldn't say such a thing. As I limit the chiddush, I'll go back to hana. Comes along the Torah with an extra word to say me, no, even when I'm consumption, we're going to look at not as hana, we're going to look at heck and have to pay the value of the heck. So therefore, in shame, there's a logic to say I have a half mina. There's a difference between whether it was partial consumption or total consumption. But in shame, there's no half mina to say the difference between whether it's or not. Because the chiyuv of shame is hana. And therefore, in hana, there's no reason to make this sense. Okay, we've gone over a bit of time, but also not too much. This is Shem, we'll tomorrow carry on until on the gimel on the base, up to, six lines down, ki ka'oma, rav papa, I told it to mama. Up until that, Shem will be coming tomorrow. Shabbos here of Chazora will be also explaining Tosis Hitter. I'm not going to explain how to share because we haven't got some time to do. Tosis had all the questions on Rashi. Rashi held that there's no